glad to be here till the end.
Oh, you have only a beautiful book. I've got my beautiful one in here, too.
Oh,
yeah,
I saw you.
By golly, the woods were full of them, weren't they? Well, Beanie and I decided that following Jerry was too big a job for one little bitty boy. So we thought we'd ease it off, but by gosh, we'll let him come on right after this anyhow. So you follow this group, Beanie. Yankee Doodle. Yankees again.
Right and left. You meet your own at promenade. Honor your toner. I'll amend left. Win right and left. Meet your own and promenade. Face couple ready. Face couple right and signal for signal halfway round. Now duck for the oyster. Duck, duck, duck. You dive for the clam. Dig, boy, dig. And now the one from the happy land and take her to the next. And signal four hands round. You signal one and a half. Then duck for the oyster. Duck, duck, duck. You dive for the clam. Down, down, down. And now the one from the happy land will take you to the next. And signal four hands round. You signal one and a half. You duck for the oyster. Duck, boy, duck. You dive for the clam. Dig, dig, dig. And now the one from the fairyland. From everybody swing. You swing them around the ring. You promenade your honey. That pretty little thing. I'll amend left. You're in right and left. Meet your own and promenade. Second couple ready. Second couple right and signal four hands round. You duck for the oyster. Duck, duck, duck. You dive for the clam. Dig, son, dig. And now the one from the happy land takes you to the next. And signal four hands round. You signal four hands round. You duck for the oyster. Duck, dummy, duck. You dive for the clam. Dig 'em up, boy, dig 'em up. And now the ones in the happy land pick up in the neck. And signal four hands round. You signal one and a half. You duck for the oyster. Duck, duck, duck. You dive for the clam. Down, down, down. And now the one from the happy land. Everybody swing. You promenade your honey. That pretty little thing. I'll a man left. The rain right and left. The aces high, the deuces low. Meet your own and away you go. Promenade.
Our last one is a combination of a square dance and a little jitterbugging called Push Her Away.
Honor your partner. Honor your corner. Swing your partner. Then promenade one and all. Promenade around the hall. Square your chest. Take a good deep breath. All set to the lady on the right. Balance there with all your might. Bow to that lady, kneel to that lady, swing that little girl around, swing it up and swing it down, push it away, see a grin, bring her back and swing her again, push it away, you see a smile, bring her back and swing her a while, swing her once, swing it twice, swing that gal, she is so nice, on to the next and balance there. Bow to that lady, appeal to that lady. Swing that little string of plum. Squeeze the boy, don't be dumb. Push it away like a jitterbug. Bring her back and give her a hug. Push it away, yes, see her smile. Bring her back and swing it a while. One for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready and away you go. On to the next imbalance there. Bow to that lady. Kneel to that lady. Swing that little girl around. Swing her up and swing it out. Push it away, you'll see a grin. Bring her back and swing her again. Push it away, you'll see a frown. Bring her back and swing her around. Hee-haw, and a little pie. Swing that tail right in the sky. Onto your own and balance there. Bow to your partner. Kneel to your partner. Swing your little honey around. Swing her up and swing it out. Push it away, you see a smile. Bring her back and swing her a while. Push it away like a jitterbug. Bring her back and give her a hug. This Romney, fun and all. Romney, fun and all. You pick them up and you lay them down. You meet your own at Promenade Round.
Thank you, Wakona Junior High and Elizabeth Osborne. They've been here every year, and I don't think we could do without them. Now, I think it's time for us to hear from Lem. Lem comes from the Okefenokee, and I've heard tales about him. I've heard that he was a prince of storytellers, that he lives right in the smack dab middle of the swamp, that he just wears shoes every now and then. He's got them on tonight, though. He's a right tall feller, isn't he?
I thank you, ladies, and I can't say the rest of that because my wife is in the audience. She says we're all rascals. I didn't like much being a Floridian myself. I was born just across the line in a log cabin I helped my father to build. I never did amount to anything much myself, but my grandfather was a great man. Poor fella, he died in his childhood. I take lots of people into the Okefenokee Swamp, taking many hundreds of them in there, brought a few of them back. It's a very safe place to go. We never have had anyone to get drowned down there yet. If one falls overboard, an alligator always swallows them before they have time to drown. Of course, we have lots of bear. People are afraid of bear. Naturally, they would be. And any of you folks ever visit the Okefenokee Swamp and is afraid of a bear, please carry a walking cane with you. They will not catch you if you carry a walking cane, providing you carry that walking cane fast enough. Of course, I operate a fishing camp down there. My camp is equipped with all the modern conveniences. We give them bed and board, and you can't tell the bed from the board. If you get thirsty during the night, you can find a spring under the bed. Get hungry, you can eat the jam off the door. If you find a bed to be a little too short, remember you add 2 extra feet to it when you crawl in it. If you want to practice any baseball, you find a pitcher on the table. If you find a bed to be a little buggy and you have a nightmare, you can just hitch the bed to buggy and go to ride. There was a colored fella down there fishing a few days ago, and he hooked one of them big old black fish, and the fish was so heavy he couldn't throw him out on the bank with his pole, so he was walking backwards up the bank, snaking him out. The bank was slick, and his feet slipped from under him. He fell in the river and turned his pole loose, and the fish went swimming, dragging the pole off. This colored fella, he crawled up on the bank, spit the water out of his mouth, and looked back at his pole being dragged off by that fish. He said, "Now what I want to know am this. Is this nigger fishing, or am that fish niggering?" We have some good-sized fish down there. There's a fella hooked one not long ago. The fish pulled and pulled, and he just gritted his teeth and held to the pole. Finally, the fish pulled him in and dashed with him, pulled him so fast, him skidded on top of the water, his britches got so hot they caught a fire. He had to turn his pole loose and go to fighting fire and lost the fish. We never did learn what kind of fish it was, but no, it wasn't a whale, because he was using a whale for bait. I got to have so much hard luck. I don't fish much. I went down the river to catch me a mess of fish one day, and I was fishing down a pile of logs and roots and brush, and I hooked a big perch. He weighed a pound and a half. But I pulled him through them logs and roots and brush and wore him off. When I got in the top, he didn't weigh but 6 ounces. I decided then I'd catch me some bass, and I went to casting. I hadn't cast long before I hooked a nice bass. He run away down deep, went in a holler log. I couldn't get him out no other way, so I had to dive down there with an armful of dry leaves and smoke him out. I thought it was snake bit with this thing. We don't have so very many snakes down there. They're very bad to fight each other. And when snakes fight, they always do fight until death, and when one kills the other, he always swallows him. He never fails. He always eats him. I saw two of them run together for a fight, and they caught each other by the tail. He went a-swallowing, and they swallowed, and they swallowed. There wasn't anything but two heads there, and gave one more swallow, and was no snake at all. Don't mistake me for being any politician, because you can always tell a politician. He's always stomach but head, and that's mouth. And then they're always bothered very badly with amnesia. After they get elected, they forget all the campaign promises. Don't let Governor Collins know I said that. He'd never let me cross that state line again. I do have a pretty good remembrance. I can remember right on back to the time I was born. Wasn't anybody home but me and Grandma. My mother was gone fishing. I guess I ought to tell you all some of the experience that I had around here White Springs this evening. We got here a little early, and I got to walking around reading the signs. Passed by one sign, it says, "Rain postponed on account of ball game." Passed by a feed store, he had his sign out. It said, "Only place in town where you can get a chicken dinner for 10 cents. Went on by the theater, noticed they had a sign up there. It says, "Men in uniform, 25 cents each." A tall blonde walked over and laid down $1 and said, "Give me 4 of them." Stop shaking your fist at me now. You didn't say not tell it. I saw a fist jerk at me over there, looked like a guided muscle. If I'd have been in reach of it, I'd have had a fall. That was always one of my great weaknesses, though, falling for blondes and brunettes. Walking down the street, I met a blind man I hadn't seen for some time. He said, "Ma, I never saw you looking so good." I went in a barber shop, thought I'd get a shave, and there was a lady barber. She was shaving a man. I sat down and wait my turn. She was working them nimble fingers across his throat and neck, just zip, 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 and a mouse run across the floor. I just wish you could have saw the expression on that man's face when his head stopped rolling. I saw this having court down at the courthouse. Being acquainted with the judge, me and him was old friends, I decided I'd go in and see how he's getting along with his court. And they're trying a colored feller for some kind of misdemeanor. The judge asked him if he had a lawyer. He says, "No, sir." He says, "You got any money to hire one?" He says, "No, sir." He said, "Do you know enough about law to plead your own case?" He said, "No, sir, I don't know no more about law than you does." Next fella, he's tried for murder. Sentenced him to death. The judge says, "Now, which would you prefer? The gas chamber or electric chair?" He said, "Electric chair. Gas makes me sick." Tried another young fella for murder. Seemed like in a drunken rage he had killed his father and mother both. Then he asked, he was begging mercy of the court because he was an orphan. There's a fella suing his wife for a divorce. Judge says, "Why do you want a divorce from your wife?" He said, "Judge, she kids me too much." He had the evidence right there with him. He was a father of nine. I guess you folks have noticed we've been having a good bit of windy weather. Blowed my hat off. 2 miles away, a fella shot it down and thought it was a flying saucer. I got a good bit of the old tiny rail fence around my farm, and the wind keep coming blowing it down. I'd have to go rebuild it, and then it'd come another hard wind, blow it down. I finally bested that. I built my fence 3 foot high and 4 foot thick. Now when the wind comes and blows it down, it's 12 inches higher than it is when it's standing up. That wind does blow terrible hard. Sometimes it takes 3 men to hold one man's head on his shoulders. One day we had a terrible wind. It blew all the cracks out of my rail fence, turned the wash pot wrong side out, twisted the rail curbs to crooked. We had to draw water with a corkscrew and scattered the days in the week till Sunday come up late on Thursday evening. Some people wonders why my feet growed so large. I was a very bad baby to cry, and my mother, she jumped me up and down till she bratted me up to my knees. Them large feet, they come in handy, though, walking around that south muck. You know, that old Overlook Swamp, it's so mucky, you just stir it with a stick and the bubbles will go down. We have some tall trees down there. They're very tall. They're so tall you can hear the shadows falling 30 minutes after sundown. I have a farm down there. Of course, I farm some. I have to be very careful, though. That's very rich soil. I have to drop a grain of corn and jump out of the way and grow up my britches leg and hold me there. I have more trouble trying to grow watermelons. The vines grow so fast, wear the melons out, dragging them. I hitched the vine so it couldn't run to wear out the melons. and it produced 2 millions, and when it got ripe, I loaded them in a 2-horse wagon and started to town. Before I got there, one of the melons rolled out of the wagon and busted. Both mules drowned it in watermelon juice, and I floated for 6 hours on one seed. My corn grows so tall that we have dark nights all through the summer. The moon has to detour to get over. I have an uncle that's peg-legged. Of course, he has a good job now. He works in a bakery. He punches holes in donuts. He come down to see us one time. He wanted to go out and look at the crop. Walking around in that field on that rich soil caused that peg leg to sprout. And the bushes grew out around him so thick he had to back up to bat his eyes, and I trimmed sprouts 3 days before he'd get back. My time might be running out up here, I don't know. My self-winded watch has run down. I got a clock at home. It's so old that the shadow from the Pendleton ball has wore a hole through it. And speaking about those animals down there, you know, them animals down there and them birds, they practically all of them has money. Them does, they'll have a buck. The bucks, they'll have a doe. The ducks, they'll have a bill. The frogs have got a greenback. All the skunks have got a scent. But we do have some over, I think, real large bear down there. There's one been walking there right near around my place. I don't know how large the bear is, but his track weighs 11 pounds after the sand is brushed off. Some of them alligators so large, you take them 30 minutes to bat their eyes. I motored along by one a few days ago with a motorboat, and he was so long, he was sweating in the face and had frost on his tail. Anything else you want to hear?
Well, we want you to come back soon and tell us. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Just one more word. All you folks, please be kind to your friends, because if it wasn't for them, remember, you'd be a total stranger.
There's an old Scotch ballad called The Four Marys. Mary was one of the ladies-in-waiting to marry Queen of Scots, and it seemed that she became involved in some love affairs of the Queen and was hanged. This must be a very old ballad. I try to keep a few of the Scotch words, but I'm not very good at the Scotch. For example, when you say, "Thrid the rowans," that means walk through the rolls, "and pull the gowans, and pull the flowers, my brothers and sisters and me." Last night there were four Marys, this night there'll be but three. There's Mary Beaton and Mary Seaton and Mary Carmichael and me. Oh, little did my mother think when first she cradled me that I should be so far frae hame or hang on a gallows tree. They'll tie a napkin around my ee, they'll nae let me see to dee, and I'll ne'er get sight like a deer in my own kirkyard, 'neath the old yew tree, where we thread the rowans and pull the gowans, my brothers and sisters and me. Last night there were four Marys, this night there'll be but three. There's Mary Beaton and Mary Seaton and Mary Carmichael and me. Very old, I think, and I have named it, She Is Like a Red.